It was a massive morning in federal parliament yesterday, with 9 private members' bills being introduced in the lower house, 7 of which were crossbenchers. And it was in just a matter of a couple of hours. Member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey, had a couple in there. She is working to reform aged care admin fee rorting, an unsolicited political text. She joins me now. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jenny. Good to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you with us. So private members get a slim opportunity to get all the bills through at a specific time, is that right?
Well, really any Member of Parliament can introduce a private member's bill, but generally there's only a couple on a Monday and then mainly by the crossbench. But yes, I guess we're getting to the pointy end of the year, so there were 9 bills introduced, 2 by myself, a couple by Adam Bandt, Helen Haynes, who's the member for Indi, a seat very similar to our seat of Mayo in Victoria. She introduced her Federal Integrity Commission bill again because it drops off the notice paper after a period of time. And also one that I have done some work on in the past, and that's around disclosure of political donations. And Zali Steggall introduced a bill that I think people will be very keen to support, and that is around stopping the lies at election times.
Oh, yeah. Because there's not necessarily any accountability for truth-telling in campaigns, is that right?
That's right. There's no need for truth in political advertising, which I think surprises many people because you can't buy cereal or other products and there to be blatant lies told to you during the commercial. You can do that in politics. So we need to, we want to clean up the political system. We want to have elections that are cleaner and fairer. So my work, in particular yesterday, was around unsolicited political communications. So those text messages that we've been getting, giving people the option to opt out.
Yeah. Last time you tried to get that through, it wasn't agreed upon because they were worried about charities missing out on being able to communicate. So you've changed it this time around. So it's more about giving Australians the opportunity to opt out, to say no when they're, you know, spammed essentially by some politicians.
Exactly. So you can't be spammed by a commercial enterprise, so say your local chemist or local corner store, but you can be spammed by politicians. What we did to change the bill is essentially take out the charities component. So it went to a committee last time. The committee said, look, you know, sympathetic to the cause, but what about charities? So we've taken charities right out of it. And essentially, you know, you can keep receiving text messages from Clive Palmer or any other political party, and I'm sure there'll be many more to come as we head towards an election. But I think we should give the Australian people the right to also say, actually, I don't want to hear from you in this manner, stop contacting my phone.
Mm, absolutely. And then your bill, which is attempting to put an end to aged care fee rorts, that's particularly for in-home care, is that right?
Absolutely. So this is a bill that I think probably more than any other bill I've done the most homework on. So about a year ago, I had a constituent who came to me. She wanted to show me the invoices from her mum's home care. Now, her mum was receiving a level 4 package, the maximum amount that you can receive, which is about just over $50,000 a year. And her mum was getting charged around 35% of that money was getting taken just into administration and management fees. And not to forget, on the actual hourly care, there were also margins made on that. And, you know, you understand that happens. But to lose so much money, and I then started, you know, digging around, asking our constituents. And then we sent out a survey to 15,000 people across the electorate who were aged 75 years and older. We got back over 1,200 responses, and essentially those responses said that half of the people were pretty unhappy with the fees that they were charged. Some people went into detail and they were charged up to 45% of their package in administration fees. And, you know, every dollar that goes into administration fees is less dollars and less hours of actual care, which is what I think the community expects people to receive when they receive a home care package. So my bill looks to cap at a maximum of 25% the lower level packages, so it's a level 1 or level 2, and to a maximum of 20% of the package for a level 3 and 4. At the moment, all that's required of an aged care provider is that they are reasonable in their charges for administration and management. but I don't think it's reasonable to charge 45%. Mm.
Reasonable isn't really a figure, like it's not a marker or a way to judge, is it? It's just...
No, it's all pretty blasé, really. And so what we want to do is make sure that there's a cap in there so that they can't take any more than that as a percentage. The other thing is people. Some people are charged an exit fee if they want to change from one provider to another. In many cases, it's not like a $20 admin fee. We're talking hundreds of dollars. Mm. So I'm banning those exit fees as well. And the third part of the bill is that if you are receiving a package or if you're going somewhere and you would like to, say you've just received notification from the government that you've got your package and you're going to providers and providers is letting you know what kind of support they could provide you, I want a provider to also share the costs of other comparative services delivered in the region that that person lives as well, because there is a wide range of hourly rates and extra add-on charges. And while the government says, well, people can go on the website and have a look and compare there, many people, particularly elderly people, don't have access to the internet or a computer in the home or the ability to navigate a website. So I think we need to make it in the hand, in paper, and something easy to compare.
Member for Mayor Rebecca Sharkey is with us on the line. Tell us about a bill from Helen Haynes on donation reform that reflects what you've been pushing for.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of money in politics. If we look at the last election in 2019, political parties across the spectrum, Labor, Liberal and everyone combined in between, around $434 million in donations was received. But about $115 million of that, so a quarter of that, was from undisclosed sources. What Helen Haynes's bill seeks to do is to lower the threshold, which is around $13,800 at the moment. So you could essentially have a family of four donate, you know, the best part of $50,000 to a candidate, and none of that would ever be disclosed. So Helen Haynes's bill took that disclosure threshold down to $1,000 and also brought in some real-time disclosure of that. So right now, Jenny, if you were very generous and said, Rebecca, I'm going to give you $1 million on the 1st of July for your election campaign, not that I would accept it, that information wouldn't be disclosed until not the February, the following February, but the February after.
Oh.
So we're talking more than 18 months because it's always in the February of the following financial year. So by then, people have forgotten. You know, and it's really hard to go through the AEC website and work out, you know, how those donations have happened. So what we need to do is have, I think, a system where it's real-time donation disclosure, the threshold's much lower, and whether it's me, Rebecca Sharkey, or someone from one of the major parties needs to be constantly providing details on their website, on the AEC website, so people can follow the money.
What should we be concerned about? Why is it important that there's more transparency and speediness at which we find out about these donations?
If you have a look at how much money, and if, say we go back to when, say when we had, you know, a few years ago and we had the super profits tax, and this is under the Kevin Rudd government at the time, the Minerals Council reportedly had $100 million in a war chest for advertising against the minerals tax. We saw in the last election, Clive Palmer spend millions and millions of dollars. I think when you have elections where there is so much money, there can be a distortion of the truth. There can be a distortion of really true, you know, true campaigning. I also think if you are getting millions of dollars from a company or an individual, I don't think they're doing it out of the goodness of their own heart. There's always the argument, oh, they're just being involved in the democratic process. Now, I think if you have a supporter, you know, they might give you $20, they might give you $1,000, but if you are accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars from a person or a company, surely they're going to want something in return. So I think we need to really do everything we can to take the vested interests and big money out of politics. We'll have a much better democratic system if we do.
I mean, what's the likelihood of a bill like that passing with the major parties?
Well, there's actually, the good thing is the more the crossbench is talking about this, the more this is getting out into, you know, the broader Australian community as an issue. Just recently, Craig Rucastle had a two-part documentary called The Big Deal, and that looked at the influence of money on our political system. I participated in a Q&A with Craig after the viewing just a couple of weeks ago in Adelaide. We were both online for that, but that was, you know, really good to have those conversations. People want to think that the decisions made in Canberra are purely based on what's best for the nation and not perhaps decisions made that help vested interests who perhaps made donations along the way. It's all very murky. We need to clean up this whole system. Personally, I'd like to see, members of parliament, political parties, if you're accepting massive donations from mining companies or whoever, when we look at motor racing and you look at the clothes that the drivers are wearing, they all have badges on them from all of their different sponsors. I think maybe we should do that with suits in parliament.
Thanks so much for your time today, Rebecca Sharkey.
Pleasure. Good to chat.